Hello,
Hey, we got it started.
hello. Late,
The podcast is ready. I have a special guest that's near and dear to my heart. She's a friend, soror. She always with the ratchetness.
period.
Period. So I got my homie Tori on the line with us.
Hello,
Tori, you normally when I have a guest, I tell them, hey, you can drop your Instagram, your Cash App, just let the listeners know.
well, all my shit is the same. Tori Marie, TORIMARYE. That's my Cash App. That's my IG. That's my shit. That's everything.
Oh, that's great. So we gonna get into it. I had a couple of questions that I wanted to ask you. And then one of the first questions is, it's a new year, 2020 is here. And so I was just wondering what goals do you have for this year?
Okay, what are my goals? My goals are pretty much a continuation of everything from last year that I fell off on, because I pretty much eat the same shit every year, mostly health related. So drinking water, making sure I'm going to the gym, trying to stay away from beef and pork. Shit, what else? Those are pretty much the main things. I didn't do anything too crazy, too unrealistic. Yeah, because I feel like if you really are gonna make a change, you could do that any time of the year. I just like the new year is a good time to kind of like reground yourself. So yeah, definitely those things, and of course, just like going to the doctor, getting my regular physical checkups, because that's one thing I'm really big on is like health. So just making sure my health is straight. Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Do you have any travel plans for the 2020s and the 2000s?
So I wish, but a girl is in grad school, so I'm broke AF right now. I would love to travel, but the way my finances are set up, I realistically don't think it's gonna happen. If anything happens, it's probably gonna be probably one of the Greek picnics in the summer, either AGP or Texas Greek picnic. Let's see what else. Honestly, that's about it right now. But for sure, once I start working, because I graduate in June, once I start working, I for sure want to do some more international stuff. So I would say Bali is probably like the next place on my list. That's like, yeah, it's my number one travel destination goal. So.
Hey, I like that. I know I'm ready to travel. I don't know how I'm paying for all these travel expenses, but we're gonna figure it out. We're gonna spirit our way through 20. Okay.
Right.
People hate Spirit, but hey, if it gets you to your destination and back, is it really that bad?
It's not, it just depends on the layover. Because one time I took Spirit to DC and I was in the airport waiting for the rest of my my travel crew for about 8 hours sleep in the
So wait, when was this? So you went from LA to what was your layover?
I went to LA. It wasn't even a layover. I just, or was it a layover? No, it wasn't a layover. I just got there. Like, it was one of those flights where, because like it was so cheap, you got there at like an odd ass time, like 3 in the morning or some shit, you know? So the rest of my crew didn't get there till like 8, and I was just like there in the airport waiting for hella long.
Hey. So how long was the flight? How long were you on the plane with Spirit?
It wasn't to DC. I want to say 4 or 5 hours. It wasn't longer than usual. We did have a layover on the way. Well, actually, we didn't have a layover. We just had a connection on the way back. So we went from DC to San Francisco, and then from San Francisco back to LA. And that was a mess because they gave us like 5 minutes, like a 5 minute time to get from one flight to the other. So we was literally sprinting across the fucking, like no dead ass, like sprinting across the fucking airport. It was
Level
a mess.
I've had to do that at, I've had to do that at the San Francisco airport. If you haven't been to the San Francisco airport, guys, it is awful. It is huge for one thing,
Hella big.
hella big. So
Yeah.
I did that sprint. I remember doing a sprint like that before. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. I feel like I just, when it comes to Spirit, I think the farthest I would want to fly with them is 2-3 hours max. Because after a while, because I was so nervous when we went to Atlanta, and it was a LA to Vegas, and then it was like a Vegas to Atlanta. And that wasn't too bad, because it wasn't like, if it was straight through, I don't know if I could do it. Because sometimes I hate turbulence. I'm scared. Like, honestly, whenever I fly, I don't even know why. I'm kind of nervous to fly.
Oh, yes. I don't really get nervous. Even when it's turbulence, I'm not a nervous flyer.
I be holding on to the seat. Shit, when it first
Girl, that ain't gonna save you. What's that gonna save you, holding on to the seat?
Shit. I don't know. It soothes me holding on to the seat.
Okay.
But that's the whole Spirit thing. We're gonna Spirit our way through 2020. I have a couple of people have been mentioning some cruises this year. And so I'm like literally that white woman calculation meme trying to figure out how I go afford these trips I want to go on. Because, you know, I want to go everywhere.
For sure. But that's why I'm going to wait till I actually have like some money I can put aside and travel. Because anything right now, I would really just be pushing it. But I want to do international. Like Spirit only going to get us so far.
Right. We got... If they did have a, I wouldn't even, if they had a Spirit International, we would not, I don't think I would ever do that. Ever do, no. Hell no. That's good. So, you know, we talk about 2020 goals. I know my personal goals is I'm working on my business or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got some business cards and they finna be coming in a week or so.
Okay. How about a week?
Yeah. And so, some more information about the business and then working on the podcast. So, I found a podcast space. So, I'm hoping I'm going to have more people who are interested in being a part of the podcast. And we're actually going to have a space.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm interrupting you. My bad.
No. No. Let me know what you're thinking.
No. What do you mean by a space? Like a little room?
If people, there's a space. I'm not gonna say the name, but it's very similar to like a WeWork, where basically you rent out the space and then you can use it, and then they're working on getting like a podcast space ready. So in the next couple of weeks they'll have it, and then it'll be like they have their own equipment, like real, like serious, like radio equipment. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so that we can rent that out, and then I'll have like more guests. And this is going to be legit. Cause right now, you know, as I mentioned, Cash App. Well, I'll mention my Cash App. Mine is, I think my Cash App is Adri the Rider. If you want to help sponsor my podcast, that'll be greatly appreciated. Okay. I'm going to edit all this out. Okay, so I talked about 2020. Talked about that. So let's get started on our favorite holiday, which is Valentine's Day. Yes, we love Valentine's Day.
Do we?
Well, I know you. I thought Valentine's Day was your favorite holiday.
I don't know about that.
Wait, what's your favorite holiday? A quick side note. What is your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday is probably Christmas, for sure. Just the whole Christmas season. I like the lights and the family time, eating, presents, all of that. Like the whole shebang, Christmas, for sure.
Okay, so you're very sentimental, boo.
Yep.
I think my favorite holiday would be Halloween.
I knew you was gonna say that.
I love Halloween, especially now that I'm an adult.
Halloween it's or just, Halloween?
Yeah, Halloween. Okay. Period. Pooh.
Period.
I love the Halloween, but okay. So the question that I have in terms of Valentine's Day is, so what are your Valentine's Day plans, and do you have any?
Sheesh, do I have any? At the moment, the most I'm going to be doing for Valentine's Day is giving my students chocolates in class.
That was honestly the best time. Oh, I missed that time.
Right, everybody would bring little cards and shit. Everybody had a Valentine.
Yeah, everybody had a Valentine's Day. Now, shit, you could barely get card and some candy and stuff.
So I don't have a real Valentine as of now. Who knows? Things may change. Anybody want to be my Valentine? Slide in my DMs. Y'all got my at name.
Yes, repeat your at name for people who are interested in you being their Valentine.
Tori Marie, TORIMARYE. I like dark chocolate, not milk chocolate. let's see what else do I like. I like sunflowers. I like movies. There's actually two good movies coming out. There's a scary movie. If anyone knows me, I'm like a scary movie. Like, yeah, I'm the biggest scary movie fan. And then there's also that cute movie with, what's her name? Issa Rae. There's that movie coming out. So, hey, we could just movie hop. We could see all of them. Shit.
Oh, is that okay? So, what is your idea of an ideal date or Valentine's Day date?
I would say for sure dinner and a movie off top. Like, I'm real simple. A lot of people say they don't like the movies as dates because you don't really get to like talk and like really be like intimate, but I love the movies. I'm just a movie person. Like, if it was a good movie out every day or every weekend, I would be there every weekend. So that's for sure my type of thing. But that's why, like, the dinner and the movie is cute. Or at least, like, the movie and then ice cream after, or, like, coffee after or before, something like that. So you get to, like, talk and enjoy that person's time. But, yeah, that's my ideal Valentine's.
Yeah, I like that. I feel like the movie is a good starter date. Because mm-hmm. then you have stuff to talk about when you go on the date. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's for sure. Yeah, because some should be awkward sometimes. Even if, like, both of y'all are good with conversation, sometimes just the nerves of being in front of a new person and, like, not really knowing that person, you're like, what the fuck do we talk about, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I'm trying to think of... I feel like mine will be similar to yours when it comes to, like, an ideal date. Like, movie, dinner is always cool. Or, like, I like going to, like, Black-inspired events. So, if we go to, like, a museum or, like, an art show. I like doing cool stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We need to find somebody that's, like, into stuff like that. We ain't got time for people. I do not want to Netflix and chill. That is not a date, okay?
No, yeah, it's not.
No, that's not a date. I don't want to chill at your place. Like, cut it. Like, I wish in 2020, can we please stop that? Please take people on real dates.
Oh, definitely. And no, you know what's another cute date? Anything, like, really active, like an arcade, Dave and Buster's type shit, or, like, a carnival fair. Anything, like, where y'all got the opportunity to, like, play games and shit. That's really fun, too. That's a good first date.
Yeah, especially if you guys are both, like, competitive people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you make a competition out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah, I've been fortunate. I've been on some cute dates like that. But, like, and then we need people to initiate the dates as well.
Yeah, I'm convinced. You know what? No, it really depends on the guy. Like, there's guys out there who have sense. They'll ask you on a date, you know, they'll do the whole, like, the whole 10. And then there's some guys who just will text you forever. But that's where you just weed them out. Like, okay, if it's been, like, a week and you ain't asked me to lunch or, like, asked me my schedule, try to plan something, I'm just going to stop texting you because you have no intention to try to take me out. But if a dude really wants to, he's going to be like, let's have lunch. Let's, you know, he's going to get it.
So what is on your Facebook profile, what would your relationship status be right now?
What would my relationship status be? To the public, that shit would say single, most definitely. But anybody who knows me know it's probably complicated just because I'm Tory, so shit. You know me personally. You know my life is always fucking complicated. Well, I'll give you a little bit of background story. So I'm recently single. I just got out of a relationship. Shit, the day after New Year's, actually. Shit, yeah. So I was in a relationship, broke up with that person because it just wasn't, something wasn't feeling right. And I'm at the point where, like, I'm 24. I don't feel like my time is, like, ticking because I feel like I shouldn't really put a timeline on myself anyways. Even though, like, as a woman, I feel like there is that, like, biological pressure. But, yeah, I feel like I shouldn't put that much of a timeline on myself. But I also feel like if I'm in a situation that I know is not exactly what I want, or I'm not, like, you know, really, really happy in a situation, I just need to let it go. Like, it's dead. So that's what I was feeling with that situation. Let it go. Me and that person are still cool. And, you know, we're good friends or whatever. But ever since that point, I've just been a lot more, I would say, picky about who I'm dating. And that doesn't mean I'm not, like, not going on dates with people because of whatever. Like, I'm for sure still going on dates and, like filling people out. But if you do, like, one little thing that's, like off, and I can kind of see, like, oh, okay, this is going to be a pattern, and you're going to get into it, this is going to get on my nerves, like, yeah, it's for sure off. Because I don't want to end up in another situation where, like, I'm with somebody, I have the title, the companionship, but it's not, you know, it's not 100% what I want. Like, I definitely don't want that situation again, so I'm being a lot more picky this time around with dating.
Okay. So what would be your ideal guy if you could, like, magically whip him up?
If I can magically whip him up? So let's say
microwave or some shit.
And not in the microwave. So I for sure have a list. I'll start off with that. I'm not going to read off my list or anything, but I think it is important to have a list. Just so you know what you're actually looking for, because I feel like it's real easy to get convinced or, like, persuaded by somebody, because it might seem like something that you really want, but if you don't know what you want, anybody could be what you want, you know? But let's see, what would my ideal person be? I would say for sure educated. That's a off top. And they don't really necessarily have to be at the same educational level as me, because if you don't know, I'm in a master's program right now, so I'm my master's degree in a few months, actually. So they don't have to have their master's per se, but I definitely want someone that I can have intellectual conversations with, because I don't want to feel like I'm constantly talking to somebody that doesn't get what I'm talking about, you know? So even if that person only went to school for a little bit, as long as they're, like, educated in the sense where they, like, they read and they're actively engaged and, like, just bettering themselves as a person. So that's what I mean by educated. Funny, definitely has to make me laugh. I love to laugh. I feel like I'm funny. Y'all might not think that I'm funny, but should I think I'm funny? So that's definitely another thing. Family-oriented, because I'm a big family person. So yeah, they have to be a family person. They have to be respectful of my friends, my family, me. Let's see, what else? They definitely have to, like, come from some type of struggle, because I feel like that's someone that I can relate to. And I don't know, just from, like, my dating experience, if I'm dating someone who hasn't experienced some type of struggle, I don't know, there's just not that deep connection there. So that's definitely something. They don't have to be, like, a super, super hood nigga, because, yeah, they're, yeah. I used to say, like, I want a hood nigga, but I want a nigga that grew up in the hood that's not a hood nigga no more. That's what I want. Okay. Let's see, what else? I would say someone that's spiritual. I don't really have, like, a religious preference. But definitely spiritual in some type of sense. Those are, like, my main things. I have, like a bunch of other things that I would want, but those are, like, my main core things.
Okay. When did you create this list?
So I created the list after I broke up with my ex in the beginning of the month, because I actually see a therapist. So my therapist was kind of the person that pushed me to make the list, just because it's something that we had talked about. And she was like, you need to basically aim for that perfect person. Like, of course, like no one's completely perfect, but she tells me like, don't settle. So if you don't have a list, eventually you're gonna end up settling for someone. So that's why I was like, okay, I for sure don't want to settle. So I made the list. And I have a list of like qualities I want, but I also have a list of like boundaries and deal breakers too. So I feel like the boundaries and deal breakers one is like really, really important too. 'Cause let's see, like what's on my deal breaker list? So like two things that are on my deal breaker list are someone who wants like a stay-at-home woman, because that's like for sure like the opposite of me. I want to always be working, have my own income. So that's a big no-no. And then another one is if their income doesn't match mine, because I feel like that's just a, yeah, that's like a whole, you know what, if your income doesn't match, or if that person doesn't have a higher income, that's something my dad always told me, like make sure either you're making the same amount as your spouse or that person's making more than you, or it's a recipe for disaster, you know? Like y'all are always gonna be arguing about finances. And then if the relationship does turn sour, you know, that person potentially could take you for everything that you got. So those are two of my deal breaker things.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
And I like that you're, going to like a therapist even because I feel like Black people we really should go to a therapist and like air out some of the things and air out like stuff that have happened to us. How long have you been going to like a therapist? Or even if you don't go like super often, it's always good to just go talk to somebody every now and again,
No, I for sure go consistently. I started going last summer is when I started going to see a therapist, and I either go every week or every other week, just because like I'm in my master's program and I'm like I'm dealing with a lot of like family stress. So even if I really don't have anything to talk about with her within that week about something that happens, like we go over just a lot of helpful things. Like one thing she's really helped me do is make sure like I have like a set schedule. It's I don't know if you can hear that ambulance in the
Yeah, it's okay.
but
It's okay.
yeah, she helps me just like make sure like my routine is set, because that's something that helps me just feel like at peace with my life. So like meal prepping, making sure I'm going to the gym, make sure I'm setting days for self-care, making sure I have like my class routine and when I'm gonna do like my homework and all of that set up. It's nice to have someone to check in about that, you know? Like if I can go in about, oh, I haven't been going to the gym this week, and she'll be like, okay, why? Like what, you know, what's getting in the way? Or if I'm putting too much of my energy into some things and not others. Just having that person to constantly check in with about like my life and the way I want my life to run is really helpful. So it doesn't have to be like, oh, like, you know, like the world is falling apart. It's not like that every single week. So yeah, I definitely recommend going to therapy because it helps with so many different things. Mental health, if you know, your life is filled with drama, if you just need help organizing, you need help managing stress, pretty much anything like therapy helps. So for sure, go to therapy. It's amazing.
Yes, I mean, I agree also. Even me, I back when I was in college, because that stuff's free when you're in college. So if you're a student, I recommend going to your college counselors and the therapists at your college because it's free. I mean, you pay for it. You pay tuition. You might as well go. Might as well go see them. And especially like if you're dealing with a lot of like stress and like other issues that you're dealing with, it's always good to have that person and person there to help as well. And then yeah. Then let's see. And then there was another question that I had. Let's see. I wrote down all my questions. So we talked about goals. We talked about therapy. We talked about Valentine's Day and all that stuff. I'm just curious. Let's talk about like Let's talk about like what's like current events and current events, or like is there any like TV shows or any movies or something interesting that you've been watching or listening to lately?
Okay, so anybody who knows me knows that I live under a rock and I'm not the biggest like current events type person. But there are a few Netflix shows that I've watched. So I'm a sci-fi fan, sci-fi, horror, scary movies, like all that shit is, that's my thing. I know most black people don't fuck with none of that.
I love that.
Oh, you do? Okay. See, mm-hmm. Yep. Some people do, but a lot of people be like, huh, what? Like, so there's this really cool show. Okay, first off, Stranger Things. If you have not watched Stranger Things, go watch Stranger Things. Like, you're asleep. We're on season, what is it, season 3 now? Season 4 is about mm-hmm. to come out, I think. Yeah. So you're asleep, you're big sleep. Go binge watch it before the next season comes. Cause yeah. But yeah, since Stranger Things is not on right now, one show I've been watching is called Lost in Space. So it's about, it's this like family, and basically Earth is dying like it usually is in some like sci-fi movie. So it's a TV show, it's not a movie, but yeah, Earth is dying. So they're sending like these spaceships full of people across the galaxy or across wherever to basically populate a new planet, and that's where people are gonna live. So this family is on this big ass spaceship, and I forget what happens, but somehow the family, they end up like evacuating, and their spaceship ends up crashing on like another planet, and like all this crazy shit happens. But basically it's called Lost in Space because yeah, they're like, they're basically just lost on this planet, and then they end up getting off the planet and like ending up on another planet. Like, it's just crazy because they're like this family surviving out on these like crazy extreme environment planets. So let me not give no spoilers, but yeah, if you're into sci-fi, it's really cute. I like it. It's also really cute because there's this like robot, and the robot ends up really close with the little boy in the family, and like there's like that little story that goes with it. It's just cute. Just go watch it. Lost in Space.
I love it, and I love the fact that you like sci-fi horror films, because a lot of people think that that's not like a thing that black people enjoy, but I feel like nowadays more black people are interested in that stuff. And I applaud a couple of movie production companies, like his name's Jordan Peele, and he has his production company called Monkey Paw, and like movies that he's Get Out, Us, he produced that, and then they're creating a new movie that'll be coming out. It's a new scary movie, it's called Antebellum, and so that should be a good one. Let me see if I'm able to look up the synopsis real quick.
Yeah, so while you're looking that up, I love that he's creating scary movies for black people, because it's nice to watch scary movies, but you get tired of seeing the fucking white people running around acting dumb. I'm that person. I'd be in a movie theater screaming at the characters at the top of my lungs, because like why would you walk right into the shit, you know? So yeah, it's nice to like see a different perspective of black people actually in the scary movies. One cool show that I saw on Netflix that's like black people in like a, is it sci-fi? Yeah, it's a sci-fi show. It's called Raising Dion. So it's about, have you seen it?
No, but I want to. I heard that one was good.
So Raising Dion is about a little boy and his mom. She's a single mother because the dad died way before the show even started. So yeah, so it's a single mom raising her son, and the boy starts developing superpowers. So basically, the show's about the little boy. He's a superhero. Then all this other crazy shit starts happening. But it's really cool to see like a black family, and like this little black boy is the superhero, because we never see that. You know, we always see like the little white boy superhero. So yeah, so if you're into sci-fi and you're black and you want to see something that's black and sci-fi, watch Raising Dion. It's really good. It's only one season so far, but who knows? You know, Netflix says they might pop up with a new one. So
yeah, I like that. And so I pulled up the, like, it's a very short little thing about the Antebellum. It's supposed to be coming out in mid-April, and basically it's about a successful author, Janelle Monáe. finds herself in a horrifying reality and must figure out the mystery behind it before it's too late. This is like such a short little thing, but they've released a trailer and everyone should go see it. I'm excited for it. I always enjoy the movies that he creates.
And I think I saw the preview for it in the movie theater. And it looks like it's something with, like, time travel. Honestly, it was so, like, you know how the previews will be, like, super chopped up. So sometimes you can't really tell what's going on. But, like, I remember seeing, like, an airplane pass by, like, some, like, the cotton fields. It has something, you know,
Yeah.
So it has something to do with, like, the South and slavery. But, like, an airplane passes by. And, you know, of course, like, airplanes didn't exist at that time. So I'm assuming it has something to do with time travel and, like, some weird shit. So I'm excited to see what that's about. Like, that seems so dope.
Yeah, we can't. We love to see it. We love to see it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, well, thank you so much, Tori, for being on my podcast.
Liddy. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we love to have it. We'd love to have you have on another podcast. You know, once we get the setup right, you need to come out to LA. We're gonna have that space, and it's actually we're gonna take it up a notch. You know, 2020 is gonna be our year for sure.
Oh, no, for sure. I'll be there.
All right, love it. So guys, make sure to like, subscribe, share the podcast video, and of course Cash App me support so that we can, you know, pay, because, you know, I gotta pay for the space once I get it, you know. So bye guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.